A joint federal parliamentary inquiry into skilled migration is set to hear from the booming tech sector today in Melbourne. The industry has projected a shortfall of more than 300,000 digital workers in the economy by 2030. And industry representatives say that tightening visa settings could undermine economic growth, just as demand for tech workers and data centre construction accelerate. Izzy Whitelock is the CEO of the Australian Information Industry Association, which represents the tech sector here in Australia, and joins me now. Izzy, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning.
If Australia's migration program is, quote, not fit for purpose, as per your submission, how would you change the system?
Multiple layers. I think if we look at where the submission was in 2025 and fast forward, given the pace of technology change. The technology industry has always lacked skills. You can tell from my accent that I'm not an Aussie, and I was a migrant on the basis of those skills. And so we've always been grappling with getting up to speed and enough people. But we're now at this point where there is this sort of critical workforce inflection point because of AI, because of automation. There's a demand. It's not just about how we apply those tool sets. It's also about the capability in that application. So how do we understand the data? How do we apply judgment to those scenarios? And so as a consequence, it's not just about applying extra skills and training. There are multiple ways to do that. And part of the problem is we have a graduate program that perhaps is not necessarily 100% fit for purpose as it once was.
How do we take
graduates and give them not just the tool set capability, but how do we get them to a place where they are able to apply in ways that make sense for people who are seeking workers today? So how do we get the to a place where, for example, we have incredible partnership and apprenticeship scenarios in other trades. It's not something that we necessarily see in the technology sector, but what about bringing in the concept of internships and apprenticeships to give people who are studying the opportunity to have hands-on experience within an organization? But beyond that, we also have people who are already working in mid-career. How do we upskill those individuals to take the tool sets that are there to help them augment the role that they have? And from that, we then need to look at the broader education system. What does that look like? The pace of change is such that the education system isn't necessarily keeping up with the change itself. Perhaps we need to start looking at micro-credentials, for example, to help get people to a place where they've got the exact skill set that's required for that organisation.
Izzy, in your view, what are the consequences for the economy if we don't get this right, having an adequate number of tech workers?
So at this point in time, based on the member feedback, and we've just conducted a survey, Sally, where the concern is that if we stymie the migration pipeline, that we are going to find ourselves in even deeper debt when it comes to the skill sets that we require. So there's that piece. And then the second piece are student visas that typically provide us with software development capability, etc. So those student visas have become a strong pipeline for employers who are looking for skills. So if we start changing some of those elements, then there is a knock-on effect to the local economy, in the sense that we won't be able to get skills, therefore we won't be able to produce, therefore productivity, etc. So it's multifaceted in some ways. It's about the education piece, but it's also about upskilling our domestic capability at the same time.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is Izzy Whitelock from the Australian Information Industry Association. Some of these numbers may seem counterintuitive to some people who have been reading stories about jobs being lost to AI, and also that there are limited jobs post the construction phase in data centres. What are you seeing?
So first of all, the AI taking jobs, we've just run a survey across the nation. It will be out very soon. The data is not supporting that people are losing their jobs to AI. There's certainly a headline around that, but the data that we're getting is not that case. And I think there was a recent survey from, I want to say, ABS, that had a similar result. So what we are seeing is, yes, it's there. There's certainly a need to upskill people in place in jobs, number one, and that there has to be a recognition that if we are not skilling at the pace that we need, that some of those specialist skills perhaps should be brought in from other places. But as part of that program is how do we take those specialist skills and then use that to ensure that we are uplifting domestic capability. We cannot migrate our way out of this in terms of fixing the skills shortage. There has to be a balance. We have to have specialist skills, but we have to ensure that the national domestic capability is benefiting from those specialist skills.
Izzy Whitelock, thank you for your time this morning.
Pleasure. Thank you.